Let's begin. We're up to the laws of Ma'ar. Before we do the laws of Ma'ar, I just want to point out one interesting chiddush from the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah. Rabbi Mayevsky mentioned this to me a few times. He has a very nice piece there describing all the different opinions of when is the latest time Daven Mincha. And he makes one very important point that Hasidim, as we learned yesterday, have the custom Daven Mincha very late. They pretty much follow Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Seis HaKlechavim begins at 72 minutes after sunset, and that means for the last 13 and a half minutes is Bein HaShemoshos. So you can daven L'chatchila until 58 and a half minutes after sunset, and even Bein HaShemoshos, you could also daven. We learned that in the Mishnah Berurah that since Bein HaShemoshos is a Mincha is limited Rabbanan, so you can be Mechel, you can daven even Mincha, even the last 13 and a half minutes, all the way up until 72 minutes after sunset, you can daven Mincha, and then begins nighttime, and then you daven Ma'ariv. So he just makes the point, he says, one of the primary reasons why we daven Mincha is Kineged the Korbanos. Shacharis is Tamid Shal Shachar, Mincha is Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim. The Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim was offered at the time of Mincha Kitana. 2.5 hours before sunset is when they offer the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. And then they offered it for, they never offered, Chazal say, not less than Plag Mincha. They were quick, the Kohanim Zrizim, and they offered the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim 2.5 hours, and it was always completed by Plag Mincha, which is half of 2.5 hours, an hour and 15 minutes. So that's why we learned in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch that ideal time is Daven Mincha at Mincha Kitana and not later than Plag Mincha. Okay, you want to be Machmer, you want to daven later because you want to be mashed on the day with Mincha, and that we learned yesterday from the Mincha Salazar that it's a Zman of Din and you want to be Oiver Niskaber on Din, so you want to delay until later, that's fine. But here's the problem. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that says night does not begin until 72 minutes after Shkia, you're not allowed to bring the Korban Tamid after sunset. Even the biggest chosid, the most extreme version of Rabbeinu Tam, that's when night begins. But once the sun sets, you can no longer offer the Korban Tamid. It becomes possible with Lina. Shkia is the cut-off point for all korbanos, even though it might still be called day. There's a special halach in the laws of korbanos. When the sun sets, you can no longer, the pasuk that says this, the korban has to be offered when the sun is still out. It's not dependent upon the calendar day. The calendar day can continue for 72 minutes after sunset, but the laws of korbanos do not allow the korban to be offered after the sun sets. So it's very disturbing, he writes. How could it be that even though maybe in a chanami the chassidim are writing, you're going to follow Shribeiru Tam, that the day is not over, the calendar day is not over until 70 minutes after Shkia, but since the primary reason we daven Mincha is to correspond to Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, Unashalma Fonim Sifaseinu, and when it comes to the laws of Korbanos, Gzeres HaKos of the Korban cannot be offered after sunset, so why are we so lenient, or why are Hasidim so lenient to daven Mincha after Shkia because they want to be goyver on dinin, they want to be mashlim day with tefillah? All of these are very nice reasons, but ikar chaser min hasefer. You're taking hold of things which are tefillah, which are not ikarim, and you're ignoring something which is an ikar, a carbon. Mincha is the Tamid. Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim cannot be offered. If you were in the Beis HaMikdash, the sun would set. That's it. You can't bring the carbon. If you were bring a regular carbon, you would have to stop after the sun sets. So it's just very disturbing that there is such an opinion. He leaves it as a question.
We see by Shacharis, even though the carbonus was given, let's say, early.
Yeah.
Right? You see that Malkum were able to daven, you know, at the Shah Shlishis or whatever.
Say it, who's able to daven? What?
You said people get up late, the Malachim.
B'nai Malachim until 3 hours, until the day.
Even though Karbanos were given Mamish.
Eidachanab, you can still bring a carbon, there's nothing, you're allowed to bring a carbon.
I don't think they ever brought a carbon that late.
Enoch, it's fine. They never brought a carbon, but are you allowed? Let's talk
yeah,
strict halacha.
Davening is not strictly a carbon. Davening is because
Enoch Nami. So there's room to this leeway, but as long as technically you can still bring a carbon, but you can't bring a carbon after Shkia. You can daven, you can bring a carbon until 3 hours in the day. It maybe never happened. They brought a carbon kivasikin as soon as there was alois hashachar. They already got brought the carbon the very first moment. But technically speaking, you are permitted to bring the carbon until 3 hours into the day.
Technically, harem sefaseinu is a type of a carbon that you can give later. The actual carbon based on ignition.
Okay.
But when we're doing the carbon sefaseinu, it's a
fine. But mincha, you can't even bring a carbon tamish al ben arba'in after shkia. It's aser. It's possible. It's possible. So it's just like we live in a world today, we're all familiar with this, is where we take hold of things which are mishigasim, and that becomes the ikar, and things that are the ikarim are put on a back burner. Like remember, we mentioned, we learned the laws of Pesach. There are three times it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's only one zman you're supposed to mechuyev to stay up the entire night, and that is the night, the only one place in Shulchan Aruch you're supposed to have Pesach. The night of Pesach, you mechuyev to stay up the entire night, and then mesapa b'yitzias mitzrayim until you're overcome by sleep. That's the only time it says Shulchan Aruch. How many people stay up the whole night, the night of Pesach? No one. You ever heard of a person staying up the whole night of Pesach?
My wife's doing dishes.
Right. When you go to sleep, she's cooking for bread.
You never heard of this. And when do we stay up? When's the next time to stay up?
Shavuos.
Shavuos is just a minhag. It's not an ikar to stay up. So we live in a world where we take things which are tofel and we make them to the ikar, and the ikar we make tofel. Here is another example of this concept. The ikar is tamid, shel, bein, or arbayim. That zman goes until shkia, regardless of the fact that the calendar day does not end until 72 minutes after shkia. It's a tamid. So why then? Oh, because of Skabros Hadinim and Izyani Kabbalah, or Machbet Adav later on, is something which is a little bit bizarre. This is the point that he makes, very strong words, and he leaves it as a tzarech in Gadol.
But it's not realistic, I'm sure it's not the first time Mishael came up. Right?
What do you mean?
He has Hasidim, yes, you know, whether it's Satmar or Kloisenberg or Belza.
So there are many answers. The answers they give, we learned yesterday in the Shomis of Allah, he gave multiple answers. The main answer he said is, people are looking for a package deal. They want to have a mincha and ma'arav together. The average person is not going to come back to shul, is not willing to come back to shul twice, a mincha and for ma'arav. So one of the two has to be done in an ofen that's bidiyavit, because they have to be next to each other. It's better to do a mincha that's not 100% to the advantage that ma'ariv will be done bizman, so you'll get in the kriya shma, which is the oiraisa. If you're going to daven mincha before shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to daven mincha before shkia, and then you're going to daven ma'ariv right after shkia. So first of all, it's tarte de sasri, because you're not called according to the, because it's not yet laila. And if you want to go, you're not concerned with tarte de sasri, but it's before Laila, at least midnight Torah, for Zman Kriya Shema. You'll not be reciting Kriya Shema when it's Vaday Laila. And that's a bigger problem. So that's if you'll say the second time. So the claim is that most people don't say the second time. They don't. They just mumble because they go, we all know. You lie down in your bed, you're dead tired, you come home 11, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock. No, you have to say all three parashios min haTorah. You have two parashios. The third parashios b'derabana, but the first two parashios must be said b'deraisa. So you have to say with kavana, you have to say the proper way. When you come home and it's 12, 1 o'clock at night and you're very tired and no one's watching, you're all alone, we know that it's not said. At least when you're davening in front of a shul, when you're in front of people and you're sitting upright and you're with a sitter in front of you, at least there's a better chance that you'll do it more right. Not that you'll do it right then anyway, but there's more possibility it will be done proper. So that basically, according to the Shamit Salacha, that's, he quotes other people, that's basically the reason why it's developed over the years, where mincha, we look the other way, and we daven mincha very late, because right after mincha, you can daven marv, and at least to get marv in the proper zman. But it's just something very interesting to keep in mind, this idea that mincha ideally should be done before shki, even according to the Shiva Rabbeinu Tam, because a carbon cannot be offered after the sun sets. Yeah.
I have a problem the other way with the procedure. Some of them are done in Shabbos very late.
There's no heter to daven shachris. There's no one that argues. You're not allowed to daven shachris past the fourth hour of the day, and daled daven kriyas shema past 3 hours into the day. There's no one that argues. So people are davening shachris at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Acceptable? Who says acceptable? Shaloi kedin. It's shaloi kedin. There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
I didn't say it's bedin. I said they
acceptable. How could it be? First of all,
people do things.
People do crazy. This is absurd.
There's a new thing you're warning just now that really not relevant. Ralbag is putting a loose stamp on his.
Okay, let's go further.
It looks like the triangle changed their symbol. Yeah, it looks now like a
oval.
It looks like exactly like
more yeshivish.
Rabbi Rubin's.
Looks more yeshivish. There's no longer going to be a triangle?
He's changing it on the meat. It looks like he's trying to get it
in. He gives Hechshon meat? Ralbag gives Hechshon meat?
Sure, Hebrew National.
He were national. Okay. Okay. Let's learn the laws of Ma'arif. Simen Ayin. Zman Kriya Shma Shel Tfilas Arvis Hu Mishenirin Shloisha Kuchavim Kitanim. The Zman Simen Ayin. The Zman of it's on page. Almost finished with the Shin Mem test. The Zman Kriya Shma Shel Tfilas Ma'arif is when you can see three medium stars with three small stars. Shloisha Kuchavim Kitanim. Three small stars. Uviyom hamu'unon, on a cloudy day when you can't see the stars, when can you dav marv yamtim ad sheyetze hasavik melibo, until you're certain that it's already when three small stars can be seen. The achshav lehagim lispalel b'tzibur marv tekev achar mincha. Afal pishadayin in a laila. Why? Tirucham b'nei terech hatzibur, because terech hatzibur shu terech le'esav hatzibur sheinis, it's hard to gather people together a second time. Uvavad shalo yihei kodim plagam mincha, but you have to be careful that never daven Ma'ariv before Plag Mincha. Plag Mincha is an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. You cannot daven Shozmanios. So that could even sometimes be close to 2 hours. In the summer day, Plag Mincha could be close to 2 hours before sunset. You can daven Ma'ariv at that point in time, but you should never daven Ma'ariv before that point in time. Ki oz afilu b'diyevet in yoytze. If you daven Ma'ariv before Plag Mincha, you're not yoytze. Now the problem over here is, but you're davening Mincha during that same period of time, it's what's called Tarte Desash. Because you have to go back, it all goes back to the Gemara. The Gemara, there are different opinions when you can daven Ma'ariv, Mincha and Ma'ariv. If I'm saying that Rabbi Yehuda, this is Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, when is the time, until when can you daven Mincha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you only can daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha Ketana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yehuda, after Plag Mincha, the Zman Mincha is Plag Mincha, 2.5 hours before sunset, and the Zman goes for 1 hour and 15 minutes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after 1 hour and 15 minutes before sunset, you're not allowed to daven Mincha. That's it. It's over. You lost the Zman. The Rabbanan of the opinion, you can daven Mincha all the way until Tseis HaKochavim. But according according to the Rabbanan, you can daven Mincha all the way. You can daven. According to the Rabbanan, you can daven Mincha until Tseis HaKochavim. During that Zman, you're not allowed to daven Ma'ariv. So the problem is that these two opinions are mutually exclusive. Let's review. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Mincha up until Plag Mincha. After Plag Mincha, you can daven Ma'ariv. In the slot when you can daven Mincha, you cannot daven Ma'ariv. In the slot when you can daven Ma'ariv, you cannot daven Mincha. They're mutually exclusive. According to the Rabbanan, the Zman goes later. You can daven Mincha all the way until Tseis HaKochavim, and you're not allowed to daven Ma'ariv before Tseis HaKochavim. So when we say it's two things which contradict one another, if you are going to daven Mincha and Ma'ariv during the same time slot, you're taking the opinion of the Rabbi Yehuda, and you're taking the opinion of the Rabbanan of Ma'ariv. You're taking the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda... Rabbanon for Mincha, and you're taking the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda for Ma'ariv. You're not allowed to pick and choose. You can't go and take two rabbis. And one rabbi says it's Aser, and another rabbi that this is Aser, then this is Mutter. And the other rabbi tells you that if you want to say that this is going to be Mutter, then this is going to be Aser. And you want to take the two leniencies of two rabbis, and each one will not agree of the other leniency. That's unethical. It's unethical for you to take a combination of both opinions which contradict one another. By davening Mincha after Plag HaMincha, and then davening Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKoychovim, before it's fully dark, is a contradiction. You're taking the opinion of two rabbis who contradict, who disagree with one another. You're taking both of their leniencies. And that's why it is problematic. Here the kids is saying it's no big deal, you can do it. Why can you do it? So the reason why, he also explains in detail, the reason why you can do it, so the Terechad Yitzur is not an excuse of Tardi the Sasre, but in the Minhag Yishol Torah explains when exactly is Tzeis HaKoychovim. Tzeis HaKoychovim, according to some opinions, is very, very early. Like we say over here, two small stars, or even earlier, three small stars, or even earlier. So according to one opinion, it's already Vadai Laila. So you could be lenient and view it that it's not Tarte Desastre. It's not a contradiction. I daven Mincha, let's say, before the sun sets, and I daven Ma'ariv after the sun sets. After the sun sets, according to one opinion, maybe it's already called Tzeis HaKoychovim. It's already called Vadai Laila. So it's not a contradiction. You're davening Mincha according to the opinion of Mincha and Ma'ariv according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say you can daven Mincha until Tzeis HaKoychovim. You've davened Mincha until before Tzeis HaKoychovim, and you're davening Ma'ariv after Tzeis HaKoychovim. How could you tell me that you're davening Ma'ariv after Tzeis HaKoychovim when it's still light outside? It's not so light outside. It's a little dark. If it's a little dark, it's a token fulfillment of Tzeis HaKoychovim. So it's not a complete Tarte Desastre. But the only way to avoid a Tarte Desastre is you have to at least daven Ma'ariv after sunset. If you daven Mincha before sunset and you daven Ma'ariv after sunset, then to some degree it's not Tarte Desastre. But if you daven both Mincha and Ma'ariv before sunset, that is really a very big problem.
Don't the Sfardim do that?
Well, he seems to be saying that that's what you do here as well. He seems
right,
to be totally...
Look at the end, it seems that his heter is only for the Rabbin to do it. He says before, you can't do it via fetus. So
It's a very big leniency of doing something like this. Let's read what he says with a shoot. Shutarach leesef at siva shenis lovat shelo yehi koydim plaga mincha ki oz afilu b'diavad in yotzen if you daven before plaga mincha, that everyone agrees.
Well, you can quote
the second opinion. Says
HaKam. Two opinions. You quoted one.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees Tzeis HaKoychovim is when it gets dark. What is Tzeis HaKoychovim is subject to a great debate. Rabbi Nutan and three small stars, three medium stars, complete darkness. Before we get into when is Tzeis HaKoychovim, let's just discuss it in conceptual terms. There is, when are you allowed to daven Mincha? Until what point in time are you allowed to daven Mincha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only daven Mincha until Plag Mincha. Once Plag Mincha arrives, which is an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, you are no longer allowed to daven Mincha. The Zman Mincha is over. Now, it's still day. You still have now an hour and 15 minutes until the sun sets. Plus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's over. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once an hour and 15 minutes before sunset has arrived, the Zman Mincha is completely over. It is off limits. Yeah. No more Mincha.
What does he say? I mean, I forgot already why, either because they wouldn't be allowed, there would be a cutoff time for bringing the carbon, or
they just never did it.
I think they never brought the carbon.
They never happened. The carbon was offered later than an hour and 15 minutes. The minute the carbon was offered.
Why?
So that's it. It's connected. The tzmidim is very strict. It's connected the carbon time. The carbon time was offered 2.5 hours before sunset.
Mepharshim say over there that the reason the Rabbanim were more Megill because since there's no carbon, there were no, in that time already, there were no carbon.
The carbon is just as, technically it can be brought, so it's okay.
Was there a question you raised before about this Sefer who says, how can we do it? You said before, you started off...
Okay, let's go slow. According to everybody, when does Zman Mincha begin? It begins a Mincha Ketana, 2.5 hours before sunset. How long do you have to have Mincha? 1 hour and 15 minutes. Once you come to 9:15, the Zman Mincha is over.
Correct.
Period. Now, according to everybody, when can you daven Ma'ariv? You can daven right after. Oh, but it's still day. So what? Gesundheit. You cannot daven Ma'ariv at the same time you can daven Mincha. That is a given according to all opinions. If now is a Zman of Mincha, I can't daven Ma'ariv. If now is a Zman of Ma'ariv, I can't daven Mincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the cutoff point is 1 hour and 15 minutes, it's over. Mincha now is over, and now begins the Zman of Tfilas Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is not, like we're brainwashed, we think Ma'ariv is a night prayer. No. Ma'ariv is a prayer which comes at the very end of the day, the last hour and 15 minutes of the day, plus the time of twilight when the sun sets until it gets dark, and then after it's dark until Chatzos, or until the next day, is the Zman of Ma'ariv. According to the Rabbanon, when does the Zman Mincha end? The Zman Mincha ends with Tseis HaKoychavim. What is Tseis HaKoychavim? Well, it includes the entire until the sun sets, plus after the sun sets until the stars come out. According to the Rabbanon, are you allowed to daven Mincha? Are you allowed to daven Ma'ariv before Tseis HaKoychavim? Absolutely not. Never.
But what about your kasha?
Wait, never. So you never allowed to daven. So here's the point. Let's say today, the sun, it's already 10 minutes before sunset, and you want to daven Mincha. Whose opinion are you following?
Okay.
The Rabbanon. Let's say tomorrow you want to daven Ma'ariv 10 minutes before sunset. Whose opinion are you following? Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to the Rabbanon, you would not be allowed. So look what you did. Today, you follow the opinion of Rabbanan, and tomorrow you follow the opinion of Yehuda. Is that a contradiction? It is. Are you allowed to contradict yourself? The Rabbanan said you are, as long as it's not on the same day.
But my kasha is going back to your first commentary from the Sefer.
Yeah.
You raised the kasha, how could you daven Mincha so late?
Right. After sunset.
If you take according to Rabbanan, what's his question?
According to the Rabbanon, extend the Zman for 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Mincha you can daven, you just said to Tseis HaKoychavim.
You're technically right. You can daven to Tseis HaKoychavim. Right. His question is, since the carbon, the question.
Against the carbon.
We're not knowing this. He leaves this as a tzarechin. Obviously, let's put that aside because the world does not accept that.
Mayevsky just said, and I heard what he said, that the Gemara, he said, by quoting you right, the Gemara is Meiko, because Rabbanan said we have no carbon today, and therefore...
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference if we have no carbon. It still follows the rule of Karbanos.
The end of my focus in Gemara, the last line before Mishnah, is the reference to Ma'ariv and Shacharis being an overlap of a half hour. That's what they bring. In other words, if you're allowed to daven Shacharis and Shiakir, Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven Ma'ariv.
Kriya Shema. It is Zman of Kriya Shema which overlaps.
Say, Bishasa, it's Kol HaLaila. So what is Kol HaLaila? So what's called Kol HaLaila could be the entire night, but the whole night encompasses about 20 minutes to a half hour of when you could daven Shacharis already. So you're running into that problem.
So they don't have a reason to say...
It's not really a problem, because it would also be...
No, but I mean, they just mentioned that.
So this is what's called Tarte Disaster. If you're going to daven Mincha today, 10 minutes before Shkia, and you're going to daven Ma'ariv tomorrow, 10 minutes before Shkia, you have contradicted yourself, because you're davening, they're mutually exclusive opinions. Accordingly, if it's Zman Mincha, it's not Zman Ma'ariv, it's Zman Ma'ariv, it's not Zman Mincha. Are you allowed to take hold of two different opinions which contradict one another? So the answer is, if it's two different days, yes. On two different days, yes. On the same day, I'm going to daven Mincha 20 minutes before sunset. I'm going to daven Ma'ariv 10 minutes before sunset. That's a contradiction, bo bayom, on this very, very day, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. How can you do that? So it's not a nice thing to do. And he says over here in the kit, so that b'di'evad, you can do it. B'di'evad, you can do it because of tircha d'tzibura. That's the leniency. Now, if you want to be makbid on, the point is, if you want to be makbid on not violating, if you want to fully be makbid on not violating tarte d'sasre, it's not just the matter of sunset. The example I gave you was 20 minutes before sunset you can daven mincha, and 10 minutes before sunset you're going to daven ma'ariv. It's a violation of tarti desasri. Let's go a step further. Let's say you're going to daven mincha before sunset, and you're going to daven ma'ariv after sunset. That's also tarti desasri, because according to the Rabbanon, you can't daven ma'ariv until tzeis ha'kechavim. After sunset, it's not yet tzeis ha'kechavim. It takes at least 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 minutes until you have tzei sakhan. So if you want to steer clear of violating tarte desasre, you were to daven mincha before sunset, and then you would wait to daven ma'ariv, let's say whatever it is, 40, 50 minutes after sunset when it's vaday tzei sakhan. Now going backwards, if you want to daven mincha before plag hamincha, that's something which before plag hamincha, that was to avoid tarte desasre. This is what people do in the summer. People will makbid on tarte desasre on Friday late on in the summer. On Friday, they will daven mincha before an hour and 15 minutes before sunset. You figure out when it's sunset, and you go back an hour and 15 minutes shows zmanios. Okay, it's not 1:15 exactly. It's more like an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes, even something close to 2 hours. Before mincha ketana, you'll daven mincha. And then you'll make sure you've now passed through the zone of an hour and 15 minutes before sunset, and now you'll daven ma'ariv, and that's perfect. Then you're taking the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. There is no contradiction whatsoever. You daven mincha before plag mincha, you daven ma'ariv after plag mincha. You've taken upon yourself the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. You've daven mincha before the latest cutoff point, you've daven ma'ariv after that cutoff point. Wonderful. You've done better Friday in the summer than many people do the whole year round when they daven mincha and ma'ariv. It's a very interesting thing. Yeah.
Rabbi Shainim and Shul, they're going to daven mincha tonight, 7:40. Sunset is 7:58.
Okay.
They're going to wait to 7:58.
That's tarte desasre.
Right, but they do it.
Fine. It says here to do it. The kid says you can be makel. You can do it.
Yeah, where do you see that Friday?
What?
Where do you see that they daven early Friday?
They daven. There are. I don't.
What I saw in my neighborhood, yeah, that they put up a sign that you can be maker early Shabbos before plagamin.
That's another issue. Right. That's poshet. You're not allowed to daven ma'ariv. Everyone agrees you can't daven ma'ariv before plagamin.
So sometimes it comes out that it's after 6:30.
Or they want to make an early Shabbos 6 o'clock, right, and plaga mincha is 6:30. That you can't do. He just said beferish. Right. If you daven, it's a bracha levatola l'chol hadeus. But even if it's now after plag mincha and they want to daven mincha and ma'ariv, that's tarte desasre. So that tarte desasre is tarte desasre, like what you just told me is going to be done today.
You can do that because of the
chashash. The oilam is makel. The oilam is makel to do tarte the tzibur makel to violate tarte desasre. But if you want to be nizer and tarte desasre, it goes both ways. There's a tarte the sasha going backwards from the early Zman, and there's a tarte the sasha going in the later Zman. If you want to make an early Shabbos and you want to daven ma'ariv after plag mincha and you don't want it to be tarte the sasha, the solution is to daven mincha before plag mincha. Daven a mincha at 1:30 or daven mincha, everyone's coming together back from work, so make the early Shabbos Zman when mincha will be 10 minutes before plag mincha, and then the Kabbalah Shabbos after plag mincha. That's the early Zman. We face during the week day a problem of tarte desasre on the other extreme, where we're davening mincha after plag mincha, and then we want to daven ma'ariv right away. If you daven ma'ariv right away, that's tarte desasre, because according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that allow you to daven mincha even after plag mincha, you cannot daven ma'ariv until tzei sakachavim. Tzei sakachavim, you gotta wait a long time. You gotta wait until the sun sets, and then you gotta wait until it gets dark. That takes a very long time until tzei sakachavim. So that's tarte desasre. So what are you gonna do? Well, he says over here, well, if you have no choice, you can be you can do Tardin Sashri. Look, most shuls that daven Friday afternoon, they have a standard time, 7 o'clock, and they violate Tardin Sashri. They violate, just like they're not going to be care about Tardin Sashri during the weekday.
A couple of shuls they used to do like that, but now they do Plag Mincha.
They're careful to daven Mincha before Plag Mincha. A new thing, new Chumrah. A new Chumrah.
The Eilim started to say to the Rebbe, you know, it's
Tardin Sashri.
Maybe.
Right, Tardin Sashri. So this is the issue. Tardin Sashri, two opinions in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, two different. There's a Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. They're mutually exclusive. Rabbi Yehuda, the cutoff point is Plag Mincha. After Plag Mincha, lechatchila you can daven Ma'ariv. You have to say the Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a different din. That you have to say over again. But lechatchila you can daven Ma'ariv. But you can't daven Mincha after you can't daven Mincha at that point in time. According to Rabbanan, you can daven Mincha all the way until say Sakhli Chavim. You can daven Mincha lechatchila, like you said, the minute you shol Torah, you should only daven Mincha until Shkia. Ma'ariv, according to the Rabbanan, can't be davened until say Sakhli Chavim. So you want to go during the Zman after Plag Mincha and do both together. You're taking the opinion of the Rabbanan for Mincha, and you're taking the opinion of Yehuda for Ma'ariv. Tardei Desastre. It's not a good thing to do. Or maybe it is when it's Tircha Detzibur. Let's go to the word inside.
You mentioned one thing about this time of the year, we also count Sfira. I know you want to talk about it.
Okay.
So according to Rav Yehuda,
no, Svira is another, Svira is like Kriya Shema. Svira is a whole different sugya. It's just like Kriya Shema, you have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say of Kriya Shema when it gets dark, according to Rabbi Yehuda. There's no question about it. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's also obviously an inyan of waiting to daven Ma'ariv later at night, so when you say Kriya Shema, you should say with the brachos. See, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Ma'ariv, that's the Shemona Esrei. You can daven the Shemona Esrei after Plag Mincha. But Kriya Shema with the four brachos ideally should be said when after it says Hakol Chavim. When it's, but now, no one's going to break up the brachas and the Shemona Esrei. We're going to do it in one shot, but that will require us to repeat the Shema. But when you repeat the Shema, you're losing out that you're not saying the Shema embedded within four brachas. So it's not a perfect solution. You're going to lose out according to him as well. But at least he says that with Ma'ariv, davening the Shemona Esrei, it's not a bracha levatala. You're not making 19 brachas levatala when you daven the Shemona Esrei after Plag Mincha. Okay, let's read what it says on the side. Those words again: Shu Torech Leesav at Tzibur Shenis. It's a Tircha. Uvulvat Shelo Yehi Koyde Plag Mincha. There's no such thing as ever davening Mincha before Plag, davening Ma'ariv before Plag Mincha. He oz afilu b'diavad in the yitz and Ashrei me fortunate mi shemispalu arvis b'tzibur belayla. If you can daven Ma'ariv with a tzibur at night, you accomplish everything. Everything is done in the oifen hamlochuder. Ubein mincha l'mayriv. This is something which was practiced years ago, and is a dying breed of people that do this. Ubein mincha l'mayriv oisik b'torah. Between mincha and mayriv, there's a break. This is where it comes from. All the old traditional shuls, young Yisrael shuls, between mincha and mayriv, there's a 15-minute break. Yeah. They're anyway going to violate the Tardei Desastre.
Even
a 5-minute break. Even a 5-minute break. They're going to tie the Tardei Desastre. But there's still an inyan to learn Torah between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Why? Because now is the shift, the changing of the guards. Yesterday is going away, today is coming. During a Shina, during a change of the day, there is an inyan that Yishu Mechaberit in Leberisi. Yoimam V'layla Chuko Shvayim Eretz Lo Samti. If not, if my Torah, Yoimam V'layla Chuko Shvayim Lo Samti, to learn Torah between Mincha and Ma'ariv. I know of a shul that used to do this. They've been doing this probably for 40 years, and now they decided no more. No more. They stopped doing it. Mincha Ma'ariv. Between Mincha Ma'ariv. The rabbi gets up to speak. It's a long time, 20 minutes. But even to learn for 5 minutes.
That's what they do in that
show.
Even to learn for a few minutes, this is where it comes from. This is where, this is the makar. People always say, why do I have to wait? Why do I have to learn? People ask this. Well, we have to wait. They died Mincha. No, it's not Ma'ariv. Waiting 10 minutes? Why are we waiting? Anyway, you're not going to make the Zman. What's Zman? 10 minutes? We're going to daven five minutes later. It's anyway. Anyway, the answer is go look what's in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. A lot of mysteries people don't know. They come from where you can find in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The answer is to mekayim this halacha to mechaber the laila in hayom b'torah shu inyan gadol. It's an inyan gadol. Unfortunately, 95% of the shul walks out. You only have left 2-3 people that are listening. The alkol pon. If a person davens before the night, lo yoichal koydim halayla eliyamtim umiyod liachar tzeis hakachavim yikruk sholosh parshiyos shel Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to eat. There are a lot of halachas. You're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah that's upon you. B'dikas chametz. chametz. You're not supposed to eat until you do bedikas chametz. You're not supposed to eat until another. What are the mitzvahs there at night that we don't do mikra megillah? Right, mikra megillah. The fast is over. What's the big deal? Why do you have to torture the oil on me? What? We lay in the Megillah. People remain in a state of tainus. The Megillah can take a good 45 minutes with all the banging, all the announcements, and all the ceremony. So people are hungry. So why can't everyone first go home and eat dinner and then come home back for the Megillah? No, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to, the mitzvah that comes to you, so certainly what is the most important mitzvah? Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a mitzvah deraisa. Learning the Megillah is not even deraisa. It's different Kabbalah. It's a little bit more than a derabbanan, but it's not a deraisa. Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to eat, me'ikar hadin, you're not allowed to eat until you light Ner Chanukah. People don't know, they make that mistake. They come back from work late and they eat. It's not the proper thing to do. You're supposed to first do the mitzvah. So here it says very clearly the Yari Shemayim, Shemispal, but Sibokai Malayla, Loyama Koydim Malayla, Eliamtim, Yamtin, Umiyogachat Sukhav, Mikro Shosh Parish, Shlokriashma, period. Now, obviously, the Oilam, we don't see the Oilam being makbir on this. About not saying Kriya Shema, about eating. Like people say Friday night, you go Friday, the time you come home. So it's too early. It's at that point in time, it's too early. Okay, I don't know the answer. He doesn't even discuss it. I thought he discussed it here. He doesn't discuss this. There's another very big question. He does discuss about learning. Are you allowed to begin learning? Let's say I'm. He actually mentioned that in the kitchen. Let's go further.
Say in terms of spirit assignment that if you're doing it in the house again, I mean, that's to do it before you bench. In other words, you're sitting at the table before you get up, before you say
Berachah. Well, it's too early. If you make an early Shabbos.
No, all right, but by the time you finish eating, generally right. Speaking, it's already going to be.
That's where this man.
Before you get up from the table.
That's not the case first night. Person does not daven b'tzibur. You're not allowed to. If you're not going to daven ma'ariv b'tzibur, you're going to daven ma'ariv b'yichidus. So then there's no excuse. There's no excuse to lose kriyashma, the brachos of kriyashma. There's no reason why you should daven an early ma'ariv. It's not a hiddur. And what?
But let's say you daven with a certain minion every day. For some reason you can't make it, you should daven home at that exact time.
I hear what you're saying. So it could be that this is an exception. It could be, maybe you're right, I don't know the answer. It could be that this is the exception because what the tzibur is doing is not ideal. They are davening ma'ariv in a non-ideal time because of Tircha de Tzibur, right at Shkia.
Right, so if I can't make it,
no,
you have to I should wait and say something.
That's what he says. That's what he seems to me.
This is also very important. People make a mistake. You go to the early minyan, and you come in late.
Right.
You come in late, and you stop to daven mincha, and then you're only coming in for Myra to hear Vayichulu.
What's wrong with this?
No, so you really can't do that because you're not davening with the minyan. You shouldn't daven. You should do two kabbalah shah to Myra.
I don't understand. What's the case?
Comes in early.
Yeah,
you come in late for Kabbalah Shabbos. They're already davening.
So you have to don't daven with them. You have to daven mincha. You can't do Kabbalah Shabbos.
But you can't daven Ma'ariv then. Because he just said it's early Ma'ariv. You can't. When you finish mincha, it'll be after the davening. You can't daven Ma'ariv.
He's talking about you being yechidus at that point.
Right, and so you'll be yechidus. You can't daven yechidus Ma'ariv. So what happens is you're better off missing mincha and doing two
Shmoneh
Esrei for
Myra. Well, no, you're never better off missing mincha. No, you're never better off doing two mincha.
You said that before.
No.
There's never better off. You never lechatchila plan to miss a mincha.
No.
So you daven the mincha, and now you're yachid. So go home, so what you should do is you go home and you make kiddush and daven Myra later.
With a regular minyan.
Or if you can't get a minyan, you daven yichidus.
You can daven with a regular 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Of course. Let's say you don't want. Let's say you're not going to shul. Let's say you come. Let's say your scenario. You come late to shul. You come late, and you, let's say you already daven mincha. You already daven mincha, and your whole family is sitting home, they're waiting for you.
There's no problem. Because if you daven mincha already, there's no problem.
Let's say you daven mincha.
If you say by yachulu, you already joined this minion. You daven with the minion.
Okay, so.
The only problem becomes if you're going to daven mincha while they're davening myrrh.
We discussed that yesterday. Let's put that aside. Let's say you already daven mincha. You come to shul and you miss ma'ariv. Your whole family is sitting at home. They're waiting for you, and it's an early Shabbos. The problem is now I'm daven yichidus. So what am I gaining? What am I gaining? I've lost the ability to daven ma'ariv b'tzibur. I'm going to be davening ma'ariv b'yichidus. So I can daven a quick Shmona Esrei now, before it says Sakuchav b'yichidus, or what do I gain? I get nothing out of that.
Right.
Seemingly, it would be better not to daven ma'ariv, to be mekabel Shabbos, to say luchu niranino, to say mizmor shil yom haShabbos vayichulu, be mekabel Shabbos, go home, be mekadel Shabbos with kiddush, make kiddush, be mekabel Shabbos, eat the early suda with your family, and then after you finish eating, daven ma'ariv b'yichidus.
No, even with a minyan.
If you could find a minion,
no,
you're not going to find a minion.
It's 6:30.
Of course, but let's, of course.
You said,
okay.
After you eat, do your whole
and then you go back. Okay, then you go back. Okay, Enochanami, go back. Because what he says here is the only advantage, the only excuse a person has to daven before tzeis hakechavim is a minion. If you're not going to have the mile of a minion, then don't bother. Daven ma'ariv b'yichidus when it's tzeis hakechavim. It's a very...
After you eat,
because this way, if you're davening ma'ariv b'yichidus, you should daven it... I have to say it's Sakri Chavim. Okay, let's go further. What? Let's do one more halacha. Lechatchila tzarech lehispalel. Let's go by it Friday. Lechatchila tzarech lehispalel arvis miyod b'tzei Sakri Chavim. Lechatchila you should have a marv beginning of tzei Sakri Chavim. V'osro lehaschil leechol oilaso shumdavar. You're not allowed to eat or to start anything until you daven Ma'ariv, because within Ma'ariv there is Kriya Shema, a mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema. The afilu lilmoid chatzi shah koidim tzei sakachavim, it's also because you'll get involved in your learning and you'll forget to daven Ma'ariv. Kumos samach l'mincha ketana, just like we learned before, halacha l'maisa, we learned before that you're not allowed to start a suda gidoila before mincha ketana. If you have not yet daven mincha and it's 2.5 hours before sunset, you're not allowed to enter into a Suda Gedoil, into a banquet. And according to one opinion, you're not allowed to even enter into Suda Ketana because you may come involved and you may forget to daven mincha. The same thing is true when it comes to Ma'ariv. Once the Zman Ma'ariv has arrived, it's Seis HaKachavim, you mechuyev daven Ma'ariv, and you're not allowed to engage in any other activity. You're not allowed even to start a half an hour before it's Seis HaKachavim, and that includes even Limud HaTorah. However, el simin samach tes sif gimel v'im ein loy penai kagoin shu loy meid barabim. Let's say you have no choice. For example, it's tzorchi tzibur. You're teaching and giving a shiur, whatever the situation is, and you have no choice. You cannot daven ma'ariv early. When is the latest zman to daven ma'ariv? So it's very important to have minyanim in the land all the way until, I don't know, 2:00. What's the latest minyan? 1:00. That's not a 1:00. Lo ya'acher yoyse mechatzoyis halayla. So 1:00 now is chatzoyis. You should not daven ma'ariv after chatzoyis. You can dive all the way until the next day. Halacha l'maaseh, we're very lenient. We do all of our activities until whenever we decide we're going to daven ma'ariv. We're going to daven ma'ariv, let's say every night 10 o'clock, and it's already at Seis HaKachavim in the winter at 5 o'clock. So how could it be? It's already, this man has arrived, 5 hours until ma'ariv, and during those 5 hours you've done a million things. You've had a meal, and you had a seder in learning, and you had a meeting, and you had Skype with your grandchildren. You've done all of these things during those 5 hours, but you have before you said Kriya Shema. So the place can say that since you have a set zman, it's like we learned before, comes to mincha, there's a person who goes around from shul to shul knocking on the door and telling you it's time to daven mincha, it's time to daven shachris. That is a leniency that we can rely upon bizman hazeh, and we can do other activities before we daven ma'ariv. Now that's only true when it comes to a mitzvah which is done it's done continuously every single day, so there's a less of a tendency to forget. But when it comes to a mitzvah that's done occasionally, like Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, like Kriyas HaMegillah, or some even want to say when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, or anything, any mitzvah which we do occasionally, Bedikas Chametz, then we don't rely upon all of these kulois, where since we have a set minyan for Ma'ariv, we're not going to forget, we have a set time, we have someone's going to remind us, we're not going to forget, then we don't rely upon these leniencies, but we do it first thing first. As soon as the Sfira Sa'omer, we immediately do these mitzvahs without any delay. All right, we will stop here.
Sphira
can be counted. We do Sphira today. If you're going to daven Ma'ariv, if you're going to say Sphira with a Ma'ariv, there's another principle. Tadir v'she'enai tadir tadir kaidem. It's not a requirement, but it's a l'chatchila. It's a Ma'ariv, right? It's not a requirement. You could say, if you are afraid that you're going to forget to say, so that you can say Sphira as soon as it's nighttime, correct. If you're not sure that you're going to attend Ma'ariv with me later on that night, absolutely. Thank you very much. Very nice.
By the way, may I address the family? There are products that are sealed in Israel. It's all box hashgacha that comes from Europe to Israel, and I've never seen it in America. And it says, be sure of
It's very good, very interesting.
Yeah, I have four volumes.
Four volumes.
I think they printed it every year.
Sure.
I don't know if they disappeared.
Yeah, the Beis Yitzchak.
Yeah.
The Beis Yitzchak.
Yeah, Beis Yitzchak was very...
still is. They still publish it.
I saw it on the shelf by Rabbi Skula. I picked one up last Friday night. You know, I keep it safe just like that. I looked at it. I saw a couple of...
Serious stuff. All the Rosh Yeshivas told me, the Slach, why publishes every year a journal, a Beis Yitzchak? Beis Yitzchak journal.
Oh, yeah, because there's a save, two-volume save of Beis
Yitzchak. Are you a day yet?
Oh, that's something else.
By who?
No. Beis Yitzchak was a couple of
artists. There's one by Weinberger.
Oh, yeah, one, right.
Yes, it's not young though. What's his name?
But it was a couple. There was one for Torah that I'll get to you. Yeah, I saw one day.
He was the Queens.
It's a good part. I like it.
You're quiet today. Not to miss anything.
He had a very nice one. I got better than all I've done.
Barbanel?
No.
Beis Yitzchak?
It was something I used one time without knowing this, because the guy inside, his parents were his father looked like, forget it, like a homeless guy. And his mother looked better, but you know. But in the meantime, it turned out pretty smart. One was a big Yiddish Hashem, and they are Rebbe, and a lawyer. The lawyer was in a Fakushia, the other one, one son was left already. But they were very pillars of the community and were really wonderful people. And you would never know that they came from here. So he said, Bahazi, I don't know what's happening. You know, sometimes you don't like when you fall in, but Bahazi, I don't know what's happening. He says that you should really work hard on your children. Thank you. happens is, if the guy, if your children are Rishon, they're going to say to you, you know who this guy, this Al Capone, and his parents, they should drop dead, they brought this guy into the world, so to speak. So it's if you don't want people to talk about you like that.
To yourself.
Yeah, because then you will be raised up in the opinion of people.
Yeah.
So that's what he says, Pshat.